This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. At least four people have been shot dead during protests in Myanmar. The violence comes as security forces continue their crackdown against dissent following last month's military coup. Two of the victims were killed Sunday in Yangon, the country's largest city. One of them was shot in the head, and another one was shot in the abdomen, according to local media covering the demonstrations in Lang Thar Yar Township. A third person died in the northern city of Pau Kont when police fired into a crowd of anti-coup demonstrators. A fourth victim, a woman, died after being shot in the head in Mandalay. The independent UN human rights expert for Myanmar, Tom Andrews, said last week that credible reports indicated that at least 70 people had died so far in the protests. Other unofficial but carefully compiled tallies put the number of deaths since the coup around 90. Central African Republic voted at heavily guarded polling stations in a second round of parliamentary elections Sunday. The voting comes after rebel violence marred December's polls. Voting started smoothly with just slight delays across the capital, Bangui, according to the electoral body. Two states in Germany are voting Sunday for their new regional legislatures. Sunday's vote is 6 months ahead of general national elections, which will determine who succeeds the country's longtime chancellor, Angela Merkel. The votes in the southwestern state of Baden-Württemberg, an economic powerhouse region, and in the neighboring Rhineland-Palatinate state are seen as key for testing the national mood prior to the September 26th general elections. Read more on voanews.com. This is VOA News.